Hello and welcome to Ascend in Action, the podcast that celebrates the future of women in staffing and consulting, brought to you by Amoria Group. In this podcast, we'll be talking and tackling some of the key topics when it comes to women in staffing and consulting, from why we need more women and what we bring to the industry, to our role in tackling gender bias and empowering and supporting each other. Presented by the Progressing Lives Everywhere podcast, these conversations are designed to inspire, engage, and show how together we can fulfill our potential and progress our lives.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ascend in Action podcast series, part of the Progressing Lives Everywhere podcast, brought to you by Amoria Group. I'm Bibiana van Laatem. I'm an international learning and development manager based in Amoria's Bonds Amsterdam office. I'm talking to Jenny Walsh, Talent Attraction and Development Associate Director in our Manchester office, all about how to begin your career in staffing and consultancy and the things she wishes she would have known when she started out. Jenny, welcome.
Thanks, Bibi. Good to be here.
Yeah, very nice to have you. So why didn't you start by telling us about your journey at Amoria Bond and how you got to where you are now?
Yeah, so I guess I started in 2014, so I'm coming up to like my 10-year anniversary.
Nice.
And I came in with absolutely no experience, so I hadn't worked in recruitment before. I'd worked in like sales and like a call center environment, but was really attracted to recruitment in terms of the potential around career development, earning potential, and those types of things. So it's been what's felt like actually a really quick 10 years. Like, it's gone really, really quickly. And I've had a really interesting journey, because I started out as a trainee in sales and then moved into a sales manager role. I've also worked in L&D, and then I moved into talent attraction about 2.5 years ago. And I look after talent attraction and development. So it's been, it's been a big journey. It's been a long journey, but it's felt like it's gone really quick.
That's amazing that they gave you the opportunity to move around within the organization as well, isn't it? Fantastic. Well done. And what is the one thing that you would have told your 26-year-old self?
I think if I could speak to my 26-year-old self now, I'd say to push yourself out of your comfort zone more. Don't get me wrong, it's still definitely something that I did. I just wish I'd done it a little bit more. Obviously, you know, things have worked out well for me in the end, but there's times that I remember where I've been perhaps like overly cautious, which meant it maybe took me a little bit longer to develop in some areas. It's easy to say now, like looking back on it, but I think it's really important to challenge yourself to move outside of your comfort zone, because that definitely increases resilience and it helps gain more confidence in how you handle failure and setbacks. So I'd say, yeah, pushing myself a little bit more when I feel uncomfortable would definitely be a piece of advice I would have given myself had I known.
Great, great piece of advice, if you ask me. It really opens up doors as well when you go out of your comfort zone.
Definitely. And,
so what were your key takeaways whilst on the job?
I think when I started, it was about trusting the process. So there was a lot to learn. It is a big learning curve, especially when you've never done it before. But trusting what I was being taught and listening and implementing the advice that you're given, I think was a huge takeaway for me. And again, that kind of links with the pushing yourself a little bit. So you might be taught or advised to do things that maybe you're not 100% comfortable with, but to really trust it and go with it. And I think another thing was not having to be perfect. So having that kind of just do it attitude. I definitely have the tendency to overthink quite a lot, and I still do. Like, that's something.
It's two of us.
Yeah. It's something that I really try and like be conscious of, like when I'm overthinking something. But I think that attitude of, right, I'm just going to do it and eat the frog and get it done, like that would be, yeah, probably one of my other big takeaways. And also like asking for help when you're feeling stuck. Again, it's something I still do to this day, is, you know, if you feel like you need help, you feel like you need support, ask for that help, because it's only going to help you progress and develop.
Yeah, I can definitely recognize that as well.
Yeah.
It's a very good tip. And what would you wish you wouldn't have done?
That's a good one. as well as like the overthinking aspect, I think I had and still have a tendency to compare myself to others. So I think I think that's quite natural when you're in a high performing competitive environment, is to want to compete and want to compare and be like, oh, that person's doing that, I should be doing that, or I should be there right now. But I think something that I always have to check in with myself, I've become better at it now, but it definitely caused me a lot of internal struggles, like earlier on in my career, was that comparison to others. Whereas now I really try and remember that I'm running my own race. I can only do what I'm doing, and I've got my own personal goals of what I want to achieve, and to focus on those rather than focusing on what other people are doing.
Yeah. And so really looking at, all right, so am I doing my best? Huh? Am I being the best version of myself, and I'm bringing that to the table day in day? Obviously, you can't be the best of the best of yourself every day. Yeah. However, you can make every day into something where you can make the most out of it, which I think is very important as well. Definitely. When you start your career in recruitment and consultancy. So how would you describe the people that you work with at the Mori Group?
That's more of a difficult one to answer, because I think the best thing about working here is that we've got a genuinely brilliant mix of people. So to describe would take too long, because everyone's so different. And that's one of the things I really love about it, is the people that I've met over this time. I might not have had the chance to meet in a different walk of life. You know, we've got people here who've chosen the industry, people who've fallen into the industry, people from all walks of life. And that brilliant mix of people really create a fantastic culture. It's a really supportive environment. It's a really inclusive business, and a business that tries really hard and makes a real effort to create an inclusive place to work, a place where people feel like they can belong. You know, and the people that we work with are encouraged to help shape the culture, and we've got loads of different initiatives internally. We've got culture committees. But I guess despite the differences, there is a lot of commonalities as well with the people that we work with, in that, you know, we look for certain skills and traits, but more importantly, people who share our values. And I think that really shines through in creating that supportive, diverse culture, which, looking back on it, has really helped me throughout my career and can be quite unusual in the industry as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if I look at Amora Group, you really feel like you can ask for help without bothering others, you know. It's very unique culture that we have here. Very proud of it. Nice. And who would you say is your role model?
Again, it's a difficult one to answer, because there's been so many people who've supported me and who I look up to here. And there's been so many over the years in loads of different forms, you know, leaders I've worked with and learned from, colleagues who've made it a really fun place to work every day, coaches that I've worked with that have helped me develop, and generally just, you know, a bunch of people that have inspired me to be better. But I think if I had to narrow it down, I guess, to where I am now currently in my career, I'd have to say my manager, Natasha. She's someone I really look up to, and someone who I aspire to be like as a manager, because she really genuinely backs me in everything that I do. She creates that psychological safety that I need in order to really develop and progress. And she gives me that constant support and encouragement.
Amazing. Great to hear this. Yeah, very nice. And has that changed over the years?
I think it probably has, like, in terms of, obviously I've been at like different steps throughout the last 10 years. But there's so many people that I guess I've found really inspiring within the business, in terms of whether that's inspiring as a leader and a manager, or inspiring as a biller and a performer. So it probably has, developed and changed slightly over the years.
Yeah, with your role as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Is there anything that you want to share with other women working in recruitment, or thinking about joining the recruitment industry?
Yeah, I think I'd say there's just loads of great career opportunities. So I think, you know, if people are looking to get into recruitment, I guess that recruitment consultant role is probably the most obvious. But also I'd encourage people to think about the opportunities within sales and other departments. I think my career is a good example of talent mobility and how many different opportunities there are within the industry. It's not just, I guess, a one size fits all industry, there's loads of different opportunities. So I'd really encourage people to think about that when considering a career in recruitment and consultancy, or people who are already working, you know, within it as well. And I think just keeping yourself open to those opportunities and communicating your wishes. I think that's something I've done quite well throughout my career, is I've been really open and honest in terms of what my goals are and where I want to develop and where I see myself. And I think that's really important and definitely a big piece of advice that I share.
Yeah, that's funny. I keep a gratitude journal, and this morning I wrote down honesty as one of the things that I really want to keep, because it really, again, opens up doors if you communicate about what you want, what excites you, what gives you energy. Because with that energy, you can achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve. And especially if you work in an organization that is an open and honest company, then it will only get appreciated, and the organization will be there for you to stimulate where you want to be.
Yeah, definitely. That's something I feel so lucky and so grateful for, is that I've had those opportunities, and the business have always worked with me to develop me and progress me in terms of what I've wanted. And yeah, something I'm so grateful for.
Yep. And finally, what do you see in your future? What steps are you taking to stay ahead of the curve?
I've got some, you know, quite big goals from a personal perspective, but from a career perspective, I you know, I've got that next step lined up for me in terms of getting into directorship, which is, you know, a really, really big goal of mine. And again, I'm really lucky in, you know, where we work. We've got these really clear progression plans that are laid out in terms of what you need to do. And in terms of staying ahead of the curve, I think it's just constant self-development. You know, I'm doing like an official qualification at the moment that the business have put me through, helping me get through. And I think that as long as I'm focusing on bettering my skill set within the areas that I work, then that's what's going to get me where I want to go to.
Amazing. What is the education that you're following?
Oh, it's a CIPD qualification in the UK.
Yeah, nice.
It's like a people development.
Natasha has done loads of those as well, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Amazing. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Jenny, thank you so much for sharing your insights and giving all the good tips and tricks for people that are looking into moving into recruitment or to get more out of their career in recruitment. It was great having you on the show. If you're looking to start a career in recruitment or want to learn more about the industry, make sure to check out our website, amoriabond.com. Have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Ascend in Action, brought to you by Amoria Group. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, like, and leave a review. Every time you do, it helps others to find the show. Amoria Group are committed to walking the talk, and through our recruitment brand, Amoria Bond, and consultancy, Coalesce Management Consulting, we work hard to create a positive and inclusive environment for everyone. For further details on Amoria Group and how we are progressing lives everywhere, head over to amoriagroup.com. See you next time.